This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump has renewed his public debate over the independence of the country's judicial system. He says the decisions made by the Ninth Circuit Court judges are hurtful to many people.
The opinions are very unfair to law enforcement. They're very unfair to our military. And they're very unfair, most importantly, to the people of our country, because I'm keeping them safe.
Mr. Trump's remarks came after he and U.S. Chief Justice John Roberts engaged in an exchange over the independence of the federal judiciary, with Roberts berating Mr. Trump for criticizing a judge as an Obama judge. Roberts responded by saying there are no Obama judges or Trump judges, just what he called an extraordinary group of dedicated judges doing their level best to do what is right. President Trump is threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico, AP's Ed Donahue reporting.
Migrants are camping out in Tijuana, Mexico at the border. They have traveled there from Central America.
They have records. They have some very substantial criminal records, some very bad criminal records.
The president says it's a really bad situation there.
They have fistfights all over the streets. They're starting fistfights. They said these are not like normal, innocent people.
And if it's determined Mexico can't control it, the president says the U.S. will shut down the border.
The whole border. I mean, the whole border.
And how far will the military go?
If they have to, they're going to use lethal force. I've given the okay. Yeah, if they have to, I hope they don't have to.
The president says he has no choice because you are dealing with rough people. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump says his administration is conducting what he called very strong peace negotiations in Afghanistan, but that he is not sure whether they will be successful. Meantime, he said the U.S. will help fight the Taliban and the Islamic State. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May has made headway in Europe on her Brexit deal, but at home, a political rival has slammed the draft and that draft political agreement. AP's Charles Della Desma reporting from London.
Following a round of talks with European leaders, May says the draft political declaration on future relations after Brexit lays the groundwork for a trade agreement with the bloc, as well as allowing Britain to forge deals with other countries. She says the draft under consideration represents the right deal for Britain, but she faces an uphill struggle with lawmakers. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says the deal represents the worst of all worlds and that Britain will have no say over EU rules. It's unlikely Theresa May can rely on Labour lawmakers' support. Charles Ledesma, London.
Pakistani police say gunmen have stormed the Chinese consulate in the country's southern port city of Karachi, triggering an intense shootout during which two police officers were killed. A local police chief says that more than two attackers stormed the consulate on Friday. He says security forces have surrounded the area. Authorities say the attackers first opened fire at a consulate guards, then managed to breach the main gate and enter the building. China's pressure campaign looms large as Taiwan holds local elections on Saturday in what is seen partly as a referendum on the policies of the independence-leaning president of the country. Driven from power 2 years ago, the opposition nationalists are hoping to regain territory by leaning on their pro-government and pro-business image in a more accommodating line toward Beijing. Rain is falling in some areas of the northern part of the U.S. state of California, and officials are saying this could help crews fighting a deadly wildfire. But officials also fear the rain could also raise the risk of flash flooding, complicating efforts to recover. Corey Onia is the sheriff of Butte County, which has been hard hit by the wildfires.
The rain makes the process of going through the debris left behind by the fire more difficult. That said, I was out there today with the searchers and the anthropologists, and they still believe that they have a high degree of certainty that if it's out there, they're going to find it.
The death toll from the California fires has risen to at least 83, including two victims found in burned-out houses this week. The so-called Camp Fire in Northern California has destroyed more than 13,000 homes. The fire is about 85% contained. Get more news at our website, voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.